Wrestling with yourself? Why a mediator might be your best life coach. Wait, a mediator? Like for divorces and border disputes? Exactly, but hear me out. Think about what a good mediator actually does. They walk into a room thick with tension, where two or more parties are convinced the other side is the devil incarnate and absolutely refuses to budge. The mediator's superpower? Getting these warring factions to actually hear each other, figure out what they really want beyond just making the other side suffer, and maybe, just maybe, find a way to coexist without everything exploding. Sometimes your biggest conflict isn't with your boss, your partner, or that guy who took the last parking spot. It's with the committee meeting happening right inside your skull. You know, the one where your ambition clashes with your fear, or your desire for comfort argues with your need for discipline. While a life coach is fantastic for setting goals and cheering you on, when your internal world feels like a war zone, the skills you need might sound surprisingly like those of a mediator. This is where the principles of conflict resolution, typically applied to external disputes, offer a powerful lens for navigating your own internal battles. Because while a typical life coach helps you set a destination, applying a mediator's approach helps the conflicting parts within you lay down their arms and actually agree on which direction to head and how to get there together. Now, consider how a mediator's core skills apply to your internal skirmishes. They are champion listeners even to your inner monologue. Your inner critic is screaming, your inner child is throwing a tantrum, and your rational adult is banging their head against a wall. A mediator is trained to cut through the noise and figure out what each party is actually trying to communicate. Applying this to yourself means learning to genuinely listen to the scared part, the impulsive part, the lazy part, without immediately shutting them down or letting them take over completely. It's about understanding all the voices inside. Neutrality is their middle name, perfect for your biased brain. Let's face it, you're terrible at being neutral about yourself. You're often either your own harshest critic or delusionally optimistic. A mediator offers that crucial third-party perspective, a model for cultivating self-neutrality. They don't care which side of your internal debate wins. They care about helping you reach a place of understanding and progress, learning to hold. Space for your conflicting thoughts and feelings without immediate judgment is revolutionary when your own brain usually acts as judge, jury, and executioner. Unmasking what you really want, beyond the surface drama, your internal conflict often boils down to a clash of deeper needs or values. You think you want that expensive impulse by instant gratification, but underneath, one part of you really needs financial security or a feeling of control, while another craves excitement or validation. A mediator helps parties dig past surface-level demands to identify core interests. Applying this internally means learning to identify the true underlying needs of each side of your personality. Once you know what each part truly needs, you can work towards meeting those needs in a way that doesn't involve constant inner warfare. They're expert reframers turning "I'm a failure" into "Okay, what did I learn?" Internal conflict thrives on fixed, negative narratives. I'm not good enough. I'll never change. Mediators are masters of reframing, presenting a problem or perspective in a new light that makes solutions visible. Learning to apply reframing to your internal dialogue helps you challenge those ingrained negative thoughts and reframe them in a way that is more constructive and less soul-crushing. In facilitating peace treaties between your brain cells, the goal isn't to eliminate conflicting thoughts or desires entirely. That's impossible and unhealthy. The goal is to get them to communicate and cooperate. A mediator helps parties find common ground and craft agreements. Applying this internally means learning to facilitate a conversation between the different parts of yourself, finding ways for your desire for comfort to coexist with your need for discipline, or your fear of change to find common ground with your yearning for growth. It's about creating an internal environment where compromise, not conquest, is the strategy. Beyond the pep talk, building internal peace through understanding. While traditional coaching excels at setting direction and building momentum, it can sometimes falter when the internal engine is misfiring due to unresolved conflict. A mediator's expertise in navigating disagreement and finding resolution offers powerful principles for addressing the root cause of many personal roadblocks, the internal standoff. They don't just tell you to climb the mountain, they model how to get the conflicting parts of you to agree on which mountain to climb, how to train for it, and how to handle disagreements about snacks on the way up. So, if your internal world feels less like a harmonious choir and more like a debate club where everyone is shouting and no one is listening, perhaps understanding and applying the skills of a mediator is exactly what you need. They are, after all, the experts in helping warring parties find a way to move forward together. And sometimes the most important parties to bring together are the ones residing right inside you. Your inner peace treaty awaits.